The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, Thursday is one of my favorite days because it's Girl Power Day. It's you and it's Andrea Simontov and it's Sara Gon. And it's so appropriate then that we're going to talk about the elimination of violence against women in Israel.
Very, very important because today is the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against Women, followed by the 16 days of activism. And it is actually shocking that we do need a day set aside to commemorate, to mark violence against women. Israel has marked Women's Day in March as well, but today we are specifically focusing a lot on the International Day of the Violence Against Women. And the statistics are horrendous. Worldwide, nearly one in three women have been abused in their lifetime. Now, what we're pushing for here in Israel is to have not just physical domestic violence enshrined into law, which it is, but also economic violence against women. This is the withholding of money, the withholding of funds, the controlling of women's income, as well as, of course, emotional violence against women. And to coincide with this, WITA, the Women's International Zionist Organization, releases their statistics. And over the last year, it has been absolutely alarming. Many women locked up with the abusive counterparts around the world because of lockdowns, because of the pandemic. And also, as we speak about violence against women, we also are starting to speak about violence against men, domestic violence against men. But the statistics really, really are horrific. A new report issued by the United Nations Women, based on data from at least 13 countries during the pandemic, showed that two in three women reported that they or somebody they know experienced some form of violence, and that only one in 10 women said that they would go to the police. But here in Israel, we've got Kakal or the JNF lighting up the forests in red. One of them is the Ben Shemesh just down the road from where I am. And a major ceremony in cooperation with WITSO, Emuna, Na'amat, the Histadrut of Israel, focusing on the elimination of violence against women.
Rather interesting point of this. One would have expected or thought that because of compulsory military service, violence in Israel would have been somewhat less because of the equalizing effect of the draft. Is that just not the case?
It's not the case. And there are many, many ways how women are abused. One of those ways is emotionally, and that is that counts as abuse according to Israeli law.
All right, let's move on to this really interesting story about the Saudis apparently wanting to pressurize the UAE and Jordan and Israel to cancel a deal. I thought nothing got done without the Saudis' approval.
Well, apparently they're a bit irked at the language or the fact that they weren't notified ahead of time of this absolutely groundbreaking deal between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. So this initiative, which is the largest regional cooperation deal in Israel's history, will see a solar plant constructed in Jordan with help from the UAE, as well as a desalination plant in Israel. Now, of course, Israel is one of the world leaders in desalination projects. We, according to our Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, lead the world when it comes to the recycling of water, given our issues here in the Middle East. But senior Saudi officials said that they wanted an alternative deal in which Saudi Arabia will maybe replace Israel in this. So they weren't happy about this because it was exclusive of them. But the Emirates say they're not going to back out of this. They might soften the language in that, but they are not backing out of this.
It is interesting because when one reads the press coming out of the Middle East, it appears as if the Saudis have a particular strategy in place where it looks almost as if they want to see themselves replace Dubai or the UAE as the commercial center of the Middle East?
Well, they're really trying to, but if you want to be the commercial center of the Middle East, you have to have peace with everybody, nakhon? So if they want to do that, they might want to normalize ties with Israel, just saying.
Okay. One of the tabs that was open on my computer this afternoon was the fact that the Iraqi foreign minister apparently has said that, you know, they won't be joining any time soon. Has that got coverage in Israel?
It did get coverage in Israel. You know, we follow very, very closely what anybody says about any kind of deal that involves us. And especially now with the signing of the Abraham Accords, we're watching the language of the countries in the region very, very closely. However, we also have, if we turn towards North Africa, something extraordinary happening with Morocco, a major a defense deal signed between our defense minister, Benny Gantz, the first defense official from Israel to visit Morocco, signing with his counterpart there. Beautiful images of him going for a run in Morocco today. And he's also met with the Moroccan Jewish community, where inside a Beit Knesset, a synagogue, a prayer for the safety of IDF soldiers was said. Who would have thought that could ever happen? So, you know what? We might hear various grumblings from some of the countries in the region, but we are focusing very, very much on those who we do have strong ties and growing ties with.
Okay, so not too many stories get my blood pressure up, but the next one, the final one today, really, really did. Malaysia not allowing Israelis to squash championships. My issue isn't so much with Malaysia. My issue is whatever federation it is that controls squash.
Well, that would be the World Squash Federation. They say they want a fair and practical solution, which I share your frustration, because I don't want language like we want a fair and practical solution. I want language that says it is unethical, illegal, and discriminatory to exclude Israel, and please ensure that the Israeli squash team have their visas with immediate effect. So basically the story around this is that Muslim majority country Malaysia is refusing to grant visas that are necessary for the Israeli players to participate in a major tournament. This is next month. The World Squash Federation, as I've just told you, have said no, they're aware, but they want a fair and practical solution. Not acceptable. And the Israeli Squash Association happens to agree. They say that, you know what, they're mixing sports with politics, and sports and politics are meant to be kept separate. And they will go to the Court of Arbitration for Sports in Switzerland if the World Squash Federation does not resolve this issue. Aviv Bushinsky, who is the head, told the media, he says, those who close their eyes, all the countries that participate and let something like that happen, they allow racism and discrimination to take place in sports.
Right, we've got a minute or two left. I want to go to the SMS line where we've had some opinions about issues you've raised this afternoon. The first one is from Ben DeVette. He says, Simon, I'm absolutely shocked and disappointed to hear that there's violence against women in Israel from Rolene's report. What's your comment on that?
Unfortunately, Israel, like any country, suffers from the scourge. You know, I think it was once David Ben-Gurion, our first prime minister, said, you know, Israel is just like every other country in the world. We unfortunately have our criminals and our undesirables. But yes, we also have violence against women, something that should shock us, not only just in Israel, and it does, but also anywhere around the world where this happens.
Last issue I want you to weigh in on, Hamor raising this afternoon, saying, isn't it in Israel that a woman can't divorce without a man's approval or a get? And there's no such thing as civil marriage in Israel, so still some way to go until full equality. And what he raises there is the issue of the rabbinate and female rights.
Well, there's a large push for the rabbinut to make sure that gets are granted. You don't need a male's permission to divorce in Israel, as far as I know, but the issue does get tied up in the religious courts, where some of the rabbinot aren't willing to give a get. This is an issue that's very, very much focused upon with women's organizations, and they are making great strides. And I just want to say, Hamor, I haven't heard from you in a while. I was getting worried. Don't worry me like that. I'm a Jewish woman. Worry. I can't take on any more guilt.
Rolly Marks, toda rabah. Shabbat shalom.
Besimcha. Shabbat shalom, everybody.